o'clock hour
of Wilde and Tausch does indeed begin sooner or later. Usually the later. 844-770-3776. Where do you fall on the Miz in the All-Star game? I'm fascinated by Tausch's position, that he acknowledges he doesn't deserve to go, but he agrees with the decision to have him go. I'm wondering if that's a hair that a lot of fans are splitting, or maybe just Brewers fans, or maybe they just simply believe he deserves it. Case closed, end of story.
We call it the youngster. We call it, do you deserve it? It's the youngster effect.
And he tweeted something over the weekend that people think he looks like Jacob Mizorowski. Do we agree with that?
Just a
shorter?
No. Shorter version?
I'll have to take a look.
No.
I'll have to do a
side-by-side. Up-and-coming star in the jiu-jitsu community? I'll take a look.
Meanwhile, Jerriad is wondering if the Miz, how we feel about the Miz taking Rashawn Gary's spot in the Pro Bowl. Similarly deserving.
Yeah, who's more deserving, Jacob Mizorowski All-Star Game or Rashawn Gary?
Rashawn Gary, and it's not close.
Rashawn Gary also number 80 on the team in the NFL 100 list. I'm eager to see if he delivers on that high number. Let's get to the phones. Let's start with Jesse's lunch buddy. It is Mike, or was it dinner? Mike, the wedding DJ. Mike, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm well. Riley does look a little like The Miz, a shorter version, but he's better looking. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, that helps. Snap.
So where do you fall on this, Mike?
That was a compliment.
Yeah, what was the snap there? I'm with Mike. What was the snap there, Jesse?
It's not that that's a negative. That was a shocking
it's a snap at Jacob Mizorowski.
Delivery, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that. All right.
This is an interesting question because it's not clear cut. He does not deserve to go based on the five starts, not because of his performance, but just because there are other players that are better deserving. The problem is, then they turned it down. The one factor you have not mentioned is All-Star bonus money. Remember, some of these players make money for being named the All-Star, whether they attend the game or not. Christopher Sanchez of the Phillies, who has an 8-2 record with a 2.50 ERA and a 1.14 whip with 122 strikeouts, clearly a better year than Miz, and should have gone, turned it down for rest. Believe it or not, the Phillies are going to pay Sanchez the $50,000 All-Star bonus, even though they didn't deserve it.
Good point.
Because they didn't have to, but they decided this was such a snub that they did this. I don't know why they're not doing it for Ranger Suarez on their own team. He must not have the same type of clause, but Suarez is even having a better year than Sanchez. But money comes into play here, as well as legacy. I feel bad for these two because when you go through their baseball card, well, they still make baseball cards, I guess. But when they do that, they won't have an asterisk saying, okay, they were at the All-Star game, but they didn't get the pitch. They weren't named All-Stars at all. Like Castellanos said, they should have at least been named All-Stars. And I agree. Solve this problem by saying, okay, Sanchez, you're an All-Star. You decided not to go, that's fine, but you're still an All-Star. They do this in the NFL all the time. Look at before they turned the Pro Bowl into whatever these flag football game events, when they actually had rosters, even though the games were a joke, they would have like seven different guys who were named Pro Bowl quarterbacks for one of the leagues each year because a guy would get named and then he'd pull out a few days later, oh, my elbow's sore. That player still is called a Pro Bowler for that season, like in 2012. Doesn't play, never shows up in Hawaii or Orlando. He's still a Pro Bowler.
You're right.
That's on his career. Whereas you get bozo guys. Who was it? It was Hundley from the Ravens. Was a Pro Bowl quarterback a couple years ago. He's listed as a Pro Bowler. He doesn't have the stats. I mean, I'll give the Miz this. At least he's got legit stats where he is a great pitcher five starts in. But this situation is stunning. Let me give you an example of how stunning it is. I'm DJing a wedding reception in Windsor. Saturday night, 9 o'clock, my phone. I get an update from the Brewers saying the Miz has made the All-Star game. I am stunned. This place is full of Brewer fans. I get on the mic and announce that the Miz has made the All-Star team, and somebody goes, yeah, that's funny. I go, this is breaking news out of Milwaukee. I am serious. The place goes berserk. They went nuts. This was a big party. They went crazy because of the Miz making the team.
Which is why he's an All-Star. Right, yeah, that's the people want to see this. There's no thanks for the call, Mike, and thanks for the insight, because that reaction at the wedding that he was DJing is exactly what Major League Baseball is going for, not just from Brewers fans, but look, if you throw 103 miles an hour and he goes in there and, like you said, blows away three of the AL's top hitters in his inning and strikes them all out, they're seeing big-time buzz. They're excited about that. That's exactly what they want, deserving or not.
Jesse, how would Becca have felt if Mike was your wedding DJ and during the right after the father-daughter dance, he's like, and Miz made the All-Star game. How would Becca have handled that?
I mean, we had a Bucks-Nets playoff game one update in the best man speech that Tier 1 Dave gave at my wedding, so I'm all for it. I think it's good.
Okay.
Work the crowd. It's Mike's job. If you're working the crowd, everybody's up and at him and having fun.
I love it.
Go for it.
I love it. I was just curious on how that that just shows you again, and we said this last week, dude is a star, and that's why I get why Major League Baseball is doing it. I think it's great, but you can kind of pick away at what the words are and deserving. No, the answer is no. It just doesn't.
We'll get to more of your calls, so if you're on hold, stay there, and we'll get to your texts on this as well. We'll check in on the poll question. That's still coming up, but I want to remind you about our great partnership with Lakeland Supply, which has joined the Wilde and Tausch team, and core values are an important piece to any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner, top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to the community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in the business to make your business better, so set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick
Jason,
around.
Before we go to break, if you want, you can hang out. I am going to go give our first update on the bathroom where we're at. I'm going to do that during this break for all of our YouTube, as Jesse so eloquently says, dwellers.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Great stuff.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Hold on, I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone. I don't want to move on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone for good.
Let's get back to the phone lines on this. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. This is more. Let's go to a guy who came out to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield to see us in person. And now he's on the phone from the south side. This is Jim on the south side. Jim, good morning. Thanks for holding on. What are you thinking?
All right. Well, it was nice to see you guys out there.
Yeah.
But on this, when I first heard that Miz got picked, I thought, wow, that's kind of cool because you like to see Brewers make the team. But you know me, I'm an old guy. You saw me. I'm a
you are old.
Too, and he was deserving. It's nice for him to have made it, but I don't think five starts is enough to qualify as an All-Star. And I was thinking, like, you know, for people who are fans in San Diego, they'd probably rather see Miz pitch than Ivani Gallardo because they want to see what all the buzz is about. But I don't think that it's he's qualified.
You sound a lot like Tausch.
Well, he's definitely. I just want to make sure. And Jim, thanks for the call. He's qualified, no doubt. But five starts is a low amount, and deserving and being showcased, those are two different conversations, in my opinion.
Jesse, what do we have on the text portion of the talking text line?
Greg and Madison, if the game was Wednesday, Sunday pitchers could participate. It's their bullpen day. MLB screwed up. So I was thinking about this the other day with the amount of pitchers that are declining and the way that analytics has said, like, you want all these days off and the amount of teams who are in pennant races down the stretch now. It makes sense to try, if you want to have the stars who are all declining participating in the game, if you want to try and incentivize them somehow to get into it, one of the things they could do is move the game back one day. So that you probably, the Sunday pitchers, I mean, you might still get the Sunday pitchers opting out or the Friday pitchers opting out, but I think what baseball could do is play the game Wednesday, do the home run derby Tuesday, take Thursday, Friday off, then do a series Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or maybe even a four, have everybody do a four-game series, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because they don't want to lose the revenue of games the following weekend or the previous weekend. So you can't take those games away. But you also want to create enough rest where you can still have those guys participate in the game if you want it to be a true exhibition of the best talent in the sport.
How long has this been a factor in whether guys participate or not? Has this been like 20 years now that we've been guys declining or choosing not to attend because they pitched the previous Sunday or because they're up in the rotation? Like, how long has this been a factor in who's on an All-Star team?
24 years ago. Wasn't it 2001 that the All-Star game was in Miller Park?
2002 was that year.
Okay, so 23 years ago. That's when this whole thing came to fruition. We ran out of pitching. And I get it. The money is gargantuan. Everybody is protecting everybody's interest. But at some point, sports is competition. And baseball used to be the creme de la creme. And then basketball is behind it. Basketball's turned into such a joke that they need to go world versus U.S. And I think that'll amp it up. Hockey does it right because their guys compete. And they want to. They're out there. And they make it about competition. Sports is about competition. When you take that out of it
and
you're only worried about the self-serving interest, it gets watered down and it is not as good. And I'm not saying, well, Nolan Ryan did it. Oh, Roger Clemens did it. Those are all true, and it was better. It doesn't mean it's going to continue on that way. So I don't know what the creative, what ways you can get around this, but – once the competition aspect of sports goes away, interest in it wanes too. We've seen it. Every sport has lived it. Hockey reinvigorated it. And I'd hope that other teams, that other leagues look at this and say, how are we getting that? Basketball certainly has. Baseball better too. And maybe instead of the All-Star game, maybe we make this thing into what used to be called the World Baseball Classic. Maybe we go down that route and we do a three-game series and crank it up and do it that way. Make it competition. Still have the home run derby, but make this thing a three-game set and you just go to work and you give the rest of the players a week off and you let everything reset. That would be the only way to get the competition juices flowing again, and I'm not sure what the appetite for that's going to be.
What killed All-Star games?
Money.
How so?
It used to be a big deal for these players to make 50, 75 grand. Now you have $250 million contracts. You're like, I'm going to protect my interest and my arm. The hitters are still playing. They're still doing it. But pitching, you're seeing more Tommy John than ever. You're seeing more stuff. And guys are just looking at it like the juice ain't worth the squeeze. So it's not. And that's the unfortunate part of it. So that's what's changed. It used to be Nolan Ryan, you know, the interleague baseball has heard it because it used to be a big deal. Oh, my God, I get to see Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn was my guy. I didn't get to see him. Now, he's down in Milwaukee. He's there for a three-game set. All right, that's cute. Not Tony Gwynn, obviously, RIP. But That's what my point is.
Yeah, the fact that you play interleague games year-round now hurts. The fact that every game is very accessible to watch actually hurts it, because it used to be a big deal when you got to see all these guys on the same field if you didn't, you know, if you didn't have access to watch the West Coast games or West Coasters watching the East Coast games. Everybody's in the same place, and it's nationally televised. It's, so that hurts. All sports, I think, not just baseball, all sports. My question, so how many times has someone actually got hurt at an All-Star game? Because that's what everyone always cites.
Well, that catcher that Charlie Hustle
Ray Fosse when Pete Rose ran him over in like 1974.
Right, so that was in the 70s. But all these other ones are, we're not going to play, we're not going to pitch, we're not going to participate because we're at risk of getting hurt for an exhibition game. When has that ever actually happened?
That punter in the Pro Bowl when Sean Taylor took him out. Those are some memorable ones. I'm sure there are other instances of people straining a hamstring or something like that. But look, there is inherent risk every time you take the field, including in an All-Star game. You could get hurt. I just think, to Tausch's point, we are definitely in an era where in none of these All-Star games, players view it as the juice being worth the squeeze. I think that's the reality of it, because they have so much more at stake. I don't know if you got orange juice among all the great treats that Lance Davis delivered from Quick Trip at your job site, but I know you got some Karuba coffee, and I know you love your Quick Trip.
We did get Karuba coffee, and this summer, get ready to climb to the top. Gear up for Quick Trip Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit. And now through August 17th, play every day for free in the Quick Rewards app. You can score bonus plays with every eligible item that you grab, and the cash prize climbs by $5,000, stacking higher and higher until one player reaches that top prize of $250,000. Get climbing now in the Quick Rewards app. Quick Trips Mountain Dew Quick Climb, your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase is necessary. Also have a couple of great deals going right now. Quickery Applewood Smoked Bacon. How great does that sound? Nature's Touch Shredded or Block Cheese for $1.99. You get the simple shredded hash browns as well. All of the great deals at Quick Trip. Take advantage of everything Quick Trip has to offer. Like that, those rewards and every purchase. And you can order ahead. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
We'll get to a few of your texts next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
For The Miz, he never had this controversy on his bingo card. I think he's probably, though, still excited about the opportunity. I'm sure he doesn't appreciate people saying he doesn't deserve to go, or this is a joke, or whatever those Phillies players said, but it's still a pretty cool opportunity for him. I hope he pitches well. I hope he does exactly what you said.
I don't think anybody should feel bad for Miz. Listen, man, it's part of the deal. He is going to go and pitch and have a great time. And I'm certain that, you know, the guys that feel like they were snubbed, the Phillies or whoever, they'll get over it. I heard, you know, as I was driving down to our Kohler demo and install today, I was listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And Chewy is talking about how something similar to this happened. Obviously, Chewy had a longer resume, but his fourth year, he kind of broke that Novacek, Brent Jones tight end train. He got in, and then Brent Jones was pissed. He's kind of bad mouthing, and then all of a sudden he looked and his stat line was a lot better. Brent Jones ended up apologizing to him. So I know it's a smaller sample size, but Miz has done enough that people are excited about what he's doing to get there. Everything is just going to kind of, once the game is done and you get back to playing baseball, this will move along. And Miz is going to be able to say he probably was the all-star with the least amount of starts to ever make an all-star appearance. And that's kind of a cool thing to have.
Jesse, what are you seeing on the Carbless Talk and text line, the text portion, 844-770-3776?
A rare non-Aaron Rodgers text from Erica in Milwaukee. Why does the MLB All-Star Game seem more honorary than the NFL Pro Bowl? Almost seems like picking a league MVP.
Yeah, I would say this. Guys still want to be picked for the Pro Bowl, but they don't want to go play in it, and that's why they don't have a game anymore. They want the accolade. They don't want the participation. And Mike, the wedding DJ, who said this. Unlike the Pro Bowl, where they just keep going down the alternates list, like these other pitchers, they declined before they were like named an all-star and then replaced. So they don't get that honorary all-star title because they just turned it down, and the Miz does. I don't know about you, Tausch. I get the feeling that given how many pitchers said they weren't going to pitch, they would like the honorary, I was an all-star, being able to say so, but I didn't pitch because my turn in the rotation was coming up. They're not mad that they're not pitching in the game.
No, I don't think the teams are mad that they're not pitching because they want to keep them fresh. I have an idea, and I have a solution to some of these problems. So it's a 9-inning game. Obviously, you can go extra innings, and I'm sure they'll do California. I don't know what their extra inning policy is. But what if we did this? You as a team, the game starts, and you put your starting pitcher out there. But then throughout a 9-inning game, the National League will say, all right, I have so-and-so coming up. I got my big hitters coming up. I want this batting practice pitcher to pitch this inning. You still play defense behind him, and you go about it that way. And both teams have a designated pitcher for them. So the National League will say, we're down a couple runs. We got Yelich. We have some of our better players coming up. I want our BP pitcher to come in for that inning. And the defense plays and gets guys out. But it's the BP guy. You get two innings. You get to pick which innings they get to come out and pitch. What do you think?
No. I think you have a lot of great ideas.
Okay.
This isn't one of them.
Why not? Don't we want to see runs? Like, granted, we get seven. Now you have seven innings. You have seven pitchers that have to come in and pitch. You get two where you have your batting practice pitcher pitching to your guys. It will add the juice. Which inning are you going to pick? Oh, I want the third inning because you would think you'd see some home runs. You'd see a little added juice to the game. What's the matter with that? It's an exhibition. This would take away the image of, oh, this is a competitive battle. Oh, we're going to give home field for it. Get out of here. That was always dumb. This adds another layer of when you're going to bring him in and what happens when you got your BP guy thrown.
I actually thought the home field advantage thing was a lot of fun when they did it.
It was really dumb.
I was upset when they got rid of it. The best thing about baseball's All-Star game, and you've been around longer than me, but the thing that people love the most about it is that it most looks like the regular product of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those days are over, my friend.
No, it isn't. Watch or listen to the game tomorrow night. You listen to it on ESPN Radio. It is the same baseball game as you would hear on Sunday Night Baseball next week.
Because guys only pitch one inning. You have nine guys pitch one inning. That happens in every baseball game. I've seen that.
In football, there's no tackling. They don't even play the game anymore. Hockey's ridiculous. The NBA, it's become a three. They're scoring 200.
Did you not watch hockey?
Hockey's different when they do the four nations face-off, but that's not what they're going to do next year, allegedly. They're going back to the regular form. When it's just the traditional all-star game, it stinks. And the NBA, we know what that's become. Baseball's the one All-Star game that still looks like the product of the game that it always is. And you can play the game with a guy in left field, and he's not going to get hurt in an All-Star game. And that's why it's the one that has had the most staying power, and it's been successful.
Except for pitching, it is the most. And this way, you're going to still – it's not like you're going up there. It's not being put on a tee, but there are going to be some bombs. There's going to be some different things. It's a different strategy. Let's stop with the illusion that Jesse has that this is a regular game. It's not. It's not a regular game.
Yeah,
So let's stop with the illusion that it is.
Yeah,
let's
I don't think...
before you take over, Miz is an example of we want to entertain. We want our young stars. We want to showcase. Is that fair?
It is.
Is that fair?
I don't know.
If we want to entertain, let's see when you're going to see some BP while the game's going on. It's an ad.
I don't know if people find having the batting practice pitcher come out during the All-Star game as entertaining.
And here's Marcus Hanel to come out and throw a little BP. Yeah, look at that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to see Mark McGwire hit a 500-foot bomb off of the Green Monster.
No, that wouldn't be fun to watch.
Not off of Ralph the bullpen pitcher.
I disagree.
No. Now, I know this example is not great because and I don't know why I have this information in my brain still, but I do. I find it incredible that Rick Rushel was the starting pitcher for the National League in 1989. But he was, and he won a bunch of games in the majors. I don't know. I don't think he's a 300-game winner, but he was pretty good. And he was the starting pitcher for the NL. He was playing for the San Francisco Giants. What people want to see is, and again, Rick Rushel doesn't, no disrespect to Rick Rushel. I'm sorry if I'm demeaning your accomplishments as a baseball player, but you're not. It's not Greg Maddux. I would have been nice if Greg Maddux had thrown this pitch. But what people want to see is Bo Jackson hitting a leadoff home run in the All-Star game in 1989. That's what they want, off of, theoretically, the best pitcher in the NL. And whether that's Rick Rushel or Smoltzy or Glavin or any of the great pitchers from that era, that's what they want to see. They don't want to see someone trot out their BP pitcher. It doesn't mean as much if you hit the ball out of the ballpark like that. Just saying.
Both teams are getting the opportunity to set it.
I understand you feel very strongly about this.
No, I think it's a fun idea. I do.
May I?
So, you know, Jesse, just wait a second.
Never mind.
Maybe, okay, if you want to do the 9-inning game normal, great. When it gets to extra innings then, and you don't have any arms left, BP it. No?
No.
Would you rather have Joe Torre whisper to Bud Selig, hey, man, we don't have any pitch in the game's a tie. Let's go home. Or have the BP come out and see who does it? What would be better?
But that's not what you're arguing.
I just changed my tune because I can adjust. I am now saying you run out of arms, it goes BP. What's better?
I would rather see the batting practice pitcher pitch the extra innings of a tie game so we have a result.
But there is another alternative, and it's just keeping another pitcher in the bullpen ready to go so that you don't have that situation. Just manage the game the right way. You're our extra innings guy.
I thought, and maybe this is what's so rich about this from Jason. He cried and whined about what I do now. About the Rams-Patriots playoff Super Bowl. The ugliest thing. Low scoring. Now I'm giving you an opportunity of baseball to see home run palooza after, you know, rip after rip, and you're sitting there saying, no, give me somebody to shut down. Give me a guy that shuts it down and gives no runs.
Do you really believe?
It's rich coming from you. Very rich.
Do you really believe that you're comparing apples to apples? A Super Bowl involving the two best teams, theoretically, in the league playing a 13-3 ball game, or having a batting practice pitcher take the mound during the All-Star game. You really feel like those are equivalencies there. Is that what you're saying?
Obviously, it's a broad comparison. But you either like defense and grinding, or you don't.
In this case, you're
saying, give me a 2-1 game. I'm saying, in an All-Star game, I'm okay if I see a bunch of home runs and some fun stuff happening where it's not all hyper-competitive, because let's be honest, these players aren't taking this as hyper-competitive. They're looking at it as exhibition. And even in the heyday, the best stuff, when Krucky is up there and Randy Johnson, he's flipping his helmet around. That's the memorable stuff that people remember. They don't remember Dave Stewart striking out Candy Maldonado to end the sixth inning. Like, we don't care. Like, we want memories when you're talking about exhibitions. I remember that. I remember Cal Ripken going yard. Like, I remember those things. I don't remember Cal Ripken hitting a grounder on a great pitch by Dave Steeb on a splitter, and he hit a ground ball double play to end the third inning.
You remember?
Like, think about this big picture.
You remember Torrey Hunter going over the wall and snagging the Barry Bonds home run?
That was a great play, and I would have loved it if it was the BP pitcher for San Fran, and he does the same thing.
So your idea to improve MLB All-Star Week is to have an expose with a lot of home runs that entertain the crowd and don't necessarily showcase
innings.
Defense with batting practice pitchers.
No, you got seven innings to do
I've
that.
I've got really good news for you about
you
7 o'clock
tonight. You get a little
mix
of both. You get a little mix of both. No, it's not the same thing, and you know it.
Associated Bank. There's no better bank with no better customer service than our friends at Associated Bank. And while I may not have had a conversational segue from Tausch's idea for the All-Star game, and how do you pick the batting practice pitchers? Do you now balloting for the who's the best batting practice pitcher in the league
that
would get the opportunity?
Got snubbed, yeah.
It'd be a pretty good honor for whoever got to do it, yeah.
Just like the honor that Associated Bank got from J.D. Power and Associates for all of their great customer service. But not only that, they've got Brewers checking, Badgers checking, and Packers checking as well, so you can back your favorite team and support them while you're also getting that great customer service. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Will D. and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Our Crew.
A drive, left center, deep, see you later! Caleb Darvin, turn out the lights!
You're listening to Madison's new home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 100.5 ESPN.
Jesse, where do we stand on the poll question before we move off the Miz debates?
The poll is posted on Twitter at Wildy and Tausch. Do you believe Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski deserves to be in the MLB All-Star game? Tausch, any guesses before I unveil it? I know you like to do that.
Well, you already said it was at 50-50. I still think the no will win, but I think it'll be close. I'd say 45-55, something like that.
60% no.
No. Yeah, moved a lot.
60% no with almost 400 votes in. So picked up pretty significantly there.
But they're still glad that he's pitching or scheduled to pitch.
Yeah, you can be happy that he's in the game and
sure
know that, okay, there's probably other pitchers who are more deserving. I think, you know, given the it's impossible to have, like, is he more deserving than Clayton Kershaw to be in the game? Is he more deserving than Freddie Peralta? Of course not. So to have no context of all these other pitchers said they don't want to play in it, so now they got to the Miz and asked him if he wants to be in it.
Yeah.
It's not fair to say, does he deserve to be in it? Like, that circumstantially, he does deserve to be in it. In the grand scheme of who deserves to be in MLB All-Star games, does Jacob Mizorowski deserve it after five starts? No. But that's not the reality we're living in with this question, mm-hmm. which is why it's so difficult to talk about it.
Which is why I asked about the number of pitchers who turned down the invites when we first started this
brand
debate.
Brand new tub coming in.
Are you holding up your iPad with baseball bats? What is that?
No. It's like
upside down chair.
It's like a book deal. So I have it on top of an Instapot, and then I have looks like what you'd put books on, or a picture. It's like an easel.
Nice.
Like a baby easel.
So wait, so the bathtub has emerged.
I'll go back over and I'll show the tub. It's a beautiful looking tub. Beautiful looking tub.
All right, that is ahead during the 11 o'clock hour, as well as a little bit of Packers talk at some point, maybe, and trivia, and Wo Nelly. That's all still ahead. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.